Today happens to be a National Day of Giving. Now, the National Day of Giving takes place on the Tuesday directly after Thanksgiving, and it's created to get and remind people that there is more to the holidays than just consumerism. There's a spirit of giving that should permeate this season. As a matter of fact, we did this at our church this past Sunday. So, whatever's in your heart to do, do something for someone else this holiday season, especially on this National Day of Giving, all right? Hey, coming up, coming at you, we're going to give you the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll follow that with much more of the music that matters right here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Stick and stay, all right?
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Become a reality in my life like never before. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter. I think you know this. The 28th verse. How many of us know God will take you some places you don't want to go? And when you get there, he'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Won't he do it? I'm elated. I haven't been in a setting like this in over a year. So, it's good to just preach to people and not a camera. I'm happy. Thank you, brother. Amen. The Lord knows just what you need. Okay, we're going to just read it together. Romans 8:28, and it reads as follows. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you today. In the last, I think it was 2020, I'm all mixed up with all that has been going on. But we were praying that 2020 would hurry up and pass. We couldn't wait for 2021. And it's been a journey. And we had the storm Laura, who devastated our city. As Pastor was saying, we're still not in our home. Matter of fact, I don't even know where most of my clothes is, in pods and a truck and vehicles in the church. It's everywhere. And you know, sometimes in life, and I God, you know, you go through things in life, and you just, you know, you take life for granted. You take things for granted, but you really don't miss your well. You get it on the way home. See your water running. But there were some things I learned. God taught me some personal lessons in this. And I want you to walk with me. The storm came, and I mean, it just ripped the roof off my home, and we had to gut everything, lost everything. neighborhoods and everything. And but it was very imperative that you would, you had insurance.
Yeah.
Not only it was important that you had insurance, but you get the right contractor to do the work, to put your house back together the right way. I fired four of them. I mean, I just had to fire them. They were just taking your money and doing all kind of stuff. And I had to wind up leaving my job, school teaching, and work on my house myself. And some very discouraging moments, you know. But as you're working, God's ministry. And I just want to share this, and if you don't get nothing else, get this. Through the storm.
Through the storm.
I learned that storms disturb stuff that really needs to be disturbed. Now, my home was torn up, but it's going to be better than what it was prior to the storm. I mean, we were able to redo it. Literally have a new house for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we had to go through the process.
Yes,
and as I preach to you this morning, here's the thing about it. Could you imagine? There's still some homes that have not been touched in over a year. Matter of fact, our church have not been touched in over a year. The cheapest bid we had was $1,114,000 worth of damage. The insurance gave us $375,000. That sounds like a God situation. But here's the thing I want to leave you with, and I'm going to get to the word. Here's the thing I want to leave you with. That was the physical storm. Now, can you imagine us not touching our homes, our church, or anything after the storm has happened? How things have just, I mean, things are just getting worse and worse. Roofs, water comes in, and conditions get worse. See, we go through storms of life, and we never get help. I mean, our lives steady just decline, and we're discombobulated, we are messed up, we can't love, we don't have no joy. But don't you know God allows storms to come into your life to make your situation better than it was prior to the storm? But if you don't get the right help, and I learned I had to fire four contractors, but thank God that there was a carpenter from Nashville. Y'all ain't feeling. Thank God that when the storms of life come, as a believer in Christ, we don't have insurance, but we have assurance. Matter of fact, we don't even have a deductible or no depreciation, because it was all taken care of. Y'all ain't feeling me on Calvary's car. And we've ignored the storm. We try to, you know, act as though it doesn't exist. You can't love. You don't have no joy. You don't have no peace. Or you look the part. But when you look in the mirror of reality and you see the depthness of your soul, you know that things are all messed up. I want to talk about today just for a little while. It's all good. I learned. It's all. This is not something I read. This is something I experienced. It's all good. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't worry about it. It's all good.
It's all good.
In our text today, I'm going to keep it low. long, but just give me a few minutes. In our text today, Paul writes this letter to the church at Rome. And I just want to talk about this verse. And he says, and we know. Not that we guess. And we know. We have knowledge. We have understanding. We have an intimate relationship with God. That we know. We ain't guessing this thing. We know because we've been through the storm. We've been through the struggle. Didn't know how we were going to make it, but somehow, some way, the carpenter from Nazareth showed up. And when he showed up, y'all got it. And we know because of the intimate relationship we have with him that not some things, that all things work together for good. Not that they are good, but he works it together for good. What he works together for good? All things. Can I ask you a question this morning? What's on the other side of all? Nothing. So he works the good, the bad, and the ugly for good. Now I can close the Bible. Let's go on. But I got a few more things I need to share with you. Is that all right? Look what he says here in the and we know that he works all things together for good. For who? To those, not just anybody, but to those who love God, to those who literally obey God, to those who trust God, to those who walk with God, to those that depend on God. And see, one thing I learned, me and Brad, we've been friends 30 some years. But through our walk, we've learned to trust each other. Why? Because we know one another. I'm not here with Grimes all the time, but you can tell me something about Grimes. I know if it's true or not. You know why? Because I have a relationship with him. And Grimes, though, you tell him something about me, say, yeah, that's that big head rascal. Nah, that ain't him. Why? Because we have a relationship. And see, when you have a relationship with God, you will know and understand when God is speaking and when he's not. You will know and understand that God has your back no matter what the situation is, because he said it right here in his word. And we know. We ain't guessing at this thing. And we know. And this is why we can have confidence that no matter what we go through, because life is full of struggle. Amen. We come like and we act like we got it all together. But can I preach to us this morning? Truth of the matter, we are some messed up folks. And most time we don't know whether we are going or coming. We make bad decisions. We struggle. We hurt, we're broken, we're mad, we're upset. I mean, you name it, we're there. And we act as though everything is all together. Come on, man, let's take off our masks and just be real. Just be real, man. Because truth of the matter, we're hurting, we're broken. We go through storms. We fail in life. We mess up in life. We try our best, but our best is not sufficient. We fall short. We are misunderstood, even when we are trying to do the right thing. And sometimes
thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church.